Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Moran. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Randy Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hoyt Wilhelm. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Hoyt Wilhelm. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Brown moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Button fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats DeLock for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso scores. There goes Colavito trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Button, who relays the ball to Malzone, who tags Colavito for the out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Brown and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. White moves to third. DeLock moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-0 in the game. Wilhelm strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. Two outs. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm fires to first and picks off Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilhelm bunts towards first. Gurnett fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Runnels covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. DeLock hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-3 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzahn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Malzahn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Malzahn moves to second. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Randy Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Hoyt Wilhelm. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.